Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, thank you for being here. The vice president, yeah, she did it again. You thought that her announcing the alliance with the Republic of North Korea was going to end her week, but it didn't. She got into a little bit of trouble for saying this right here over the weekend.
Is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making.
And so women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities.
All right. That's what she's saying is the way that the government should supply Hurricane Ian relief, which means if you lived in a really rundown part of, Tampa, and you didn't live in a nice place, but you had very little damage, you're more likely to get hurricane relief than some of the people whose entire homes got demolished. But because they've worked hard, saved, scrimped, been able to provide for their own place, they have actual equity in their actual life, equity in their actual investments. But they don't get help. That's the way it works in Kamala Harris's world. She doesn't like equality. She doesn't think equality serves a purpose. She is all about equity. Do you know the difference, friend? Can you describe the difference? Equity is when you put everyone on the same starting line, regardless of what they did to get there. And there's nothing about the United States that has ever said that equity is something that the government has any business giving people. Government merely recognizes the equality that God gives everyone. And then, to the best of their ability, they use that equality to say, I will use the skills and gifts that my Creator gave me, and I will work hard to produce my own equity in this world. Now, I know that this does not address some of the systemic problems that we've had at times in our nation's history. But the idea that you're going to say in the middle of the hurricane to people in South Florida, well, because you're not a person of color, or you're a person who lived in a suburb, or you're a person that, had a nicer house, we're not going to give you hurricane relief because someone over here fits all of those boxes, even if they didn't really have much damage. It's wrong. Elon Musk responded to that. He said, very simple. The people that have the greatest need should get the greatest amount of resources. Done. If you had the most damage, you should qualify. It doesn't get any harder than that. It doesn't get any simpler than that. It's just the way it should be. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we have a group of people running our country right now, friends, that do not believe in the constitutional declaration, biblical-based ideas of men and women being equal in God's eyes. And I'm not down with them. I believe God. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.